The gimbri, a three-stringed rectangular lute-like instrument from Morocco, is commonly used by Ghanaian musicians. Musicians readily attach to a repertoire of rich and ancient African Islamic spiritual songs and rhythms used in prayer and healing. Today, Africa's Ghanaian music, vibrantly alive, sits within a well-preserved heritage that combines ritual poetry with traditional music and dancing. The music is performed at lilas. Lilas fill an entire communal night where celebration dedicated to prayer and healing is guided by a spiritual leader called a malam. And though more women are today finding marginal presence within these musical collectives, the Ghanaian musicians and the dancers in particular remain largely assigned to men, gimbri players included. The body of the gimbri is rectangular, narrow, and covered by camel skin from which protrudes a round wooden neck with three goat gut strings attached by cloth thongs. At the end of the neck is an inserted metal rattle that gives the instrument added timbre. The result, somewhat muted in texture, is both a percussive and melodic instrument. It produces a bass-like sound, not unlike the amplified electric bass used in Western popular music. The gimbri, the largest in a family of similar instruments found in northern Africa, is negotiated by using the knuckles of the right hand to hit the skin on the body, while also striking the bottom string with the index finger or plucking the top and middle strings with the thumb. Done properly, this technique will concurrently produce the tone of the string, a drum sound on the skin, and will rattle the jingles on the end of the neck. Advanced players generate complex combinations of rhythms and melodies by varying these three elements. Notably, many of the influences that form Ghanaian music can be traced to sub-Saharan West Africa. However, its traditional practice and celebration is concentrated in Morocco, whose history centuries ago included the enslavement of other Africans, sometimes pejoratively labeled Moors. This group of subjugated Malian Muslims are credited with the creation of the gimbri and the combining of belief systems in Morocco. This result is profoundly similar to the fashioning of African-centered instruments, music, and religious hybrids fashioned in North America and Cuba by its enslaved population. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.